Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is claiming victory in yesterday's local elections. His party's strength sets the stage for him to run for president in August. The vote also seems to show that a corruption scandal and his ban on Twitter and YouTube have not dimmed his popularity. The BBC's James Reynolds was at the polling station where Erdogan cast his vote.
The polling station became the site of a political rally. In some ways, this celebration of Recep Tayyip Erdogan should be extremely surprising. Over the last year, he's faced mass opposition protests. His allies have been arrested on suspicion of corruption. His voice has been heard on secret wiretap recordings, and now he's blocked Twitter and YouTube as well. In many countries, such a list might end a prime ministerial career. But Mr. Erdogan's strong base of support, particularly among the working class, remains with him.
What is your name?
Kadriye.
What do you think of Mr. Erdogan?
We love him. We trust him.
You trust him?
Yes,
why?
Of course. He's the one.
We are saying we are with him. We're always with him because he is doing his job very well.
But there's so many problems. There have been protests.
It's not a problem. You know, in psychology, in the politics, it's not easy to make everybody happy. He is doing very well. When you look the past, he did 50%. So he's the best. We're always with him. He is doing better. That's it.
Just outside the polling station and away from the pro-Erdogan rally, I met Ahmet, a computer engineer. He didn't vote for the Prime Minister's party, but he hopes for an end to division.
At least this hostile environment will change after the election, he said. I hope the Prime Minister will change his policies and give more support to both sides of the country.
In Istanbul, the opposition has been trying to stop the Prime Minister. During the campaign, Mustafa Sarıgül rode through the city in an open-topped bus. He aimed to take back the mayor's office from Mr. Erdogan's party. He's not in love with Istanbul, Mr. Sarıgül told the BBC. He's in love with North Korea because he's trying to turn Turkey into North Korea. For the last 11 years, the Prime Minister has united his supporters to beat a divided Turkish opposition. Late at night, as I left the opposition headquarters, I didn't see anyone preparing to celebrate.
The BBC's James Reynolds reporting from Istanbul.